Okay, today Mitzvah Shem, we're going to be giving share on the sugya of Avchana, which the concept of Avchana is that the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Mem Beis that a person has to wait between getting married from one person to the next. A person has to wait 90 days, and 90 days, we'll see why in a minute. So usually it's not so relevant because most people, after they're getting divorced, husband's dying, are not getting married within 90 days, but 3 months, and it's usually not a good idea either. But it's coming again in a couple places. One case, for example, is the Gemara brings in a gerish and a skyer. A gerish and a skyer. Even if he's married with his wife, you have to wait 3 months in order to have him between the children which were born when they were Jewish or born when they were going. So it's very relevant all the times. So and people come to a guy when they come Jewish, they're going to have to wait 90 days. Another case of being gay is a friend of mine was once in the rabbinate in Beis Din, and there was a lady who wasn't accepting a get for a long time. They put the get in Beis Din, and then she found somebody she wanted to get married to, and she walked in and she wants to take her get and get married. And Allah Chizim, she gets her get, but we're going to see soon that there's no question. How long do you have to wait? You have to wait from the writing of the get, you have to wait 90 days, you have to wait from the giving of the get. And we'll see all those shayas and Mitzvah Shem in the next couple of minutes. Fine. So the sugya is in Daf Yevamos Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara says that all nashim have to wait 90 days before they get married to the next person. What's the reason why? Amar Menachem Shmuel, Amar Kral Yisachar Lekim Lezarecha Acherecha Lahavchin Bein Zaris Arisim Lezaris Hasheni. The reason we have to wait is because we have to know who's this kid from. From the first husband or second husband. Therefore, you're going to have to wait 3 months in between. The Gemara gives a second reason. If we don't know whose it is, maybe you'll come to marry the sister from the father. You'll come to do Issu of Yuchsin. And that's the reason why you have to wait the 90 days. Now, there's a shaila in the Rishonim, the Kohenim. Is it a deraisa darban? This thing. Is it kind of darban you have to wait, or it's going to be a deraisa? Taisus over here has a verse darbanan. Bishmol says also darbanan. And the pasuk is just a smack to ba'alma. In the Rambam, there's a discussion, the Pesach Shiva brings down from the Berkei Yosef that he's back in the Rambam, that he's a very stark to say that's going to be deraisa. Poshalos Ram Nisha Isha Huria Leila Yavanatayra. It's deraisa, and it's a discussion in the Rambam. Now, even if it's darabanan, it's a very early darabanan because the interesting Tesis of Megillah. Tesis of Megillah says that Esther was married to Mordechai, taken to the house of Achashverosh. So the Gemara says he used to go to the mikveh in between Achashverosh and Mordechai. The Tesis asks the question: what's the afchana? How could she have tashus with Achashverosh and then have tashus with Mordechai? There's a problem of Avchana, that she might have children from Mordechai, and I can know if it's from Achashverosh or from Mordechai. So Tosfos says, okay, she did it in a way that she wouldn't get pregnant by Achashverosh. But we see from Tosfos that even Bizman, Esther, and Mordechai, there's a concept of Avchana. So if it's the right, it's beautiful. If it's the Rabbanan, we see that it's a very early Rabbanan. Even Bizman, the Nevi'im, there was such a concept. Yeah, and it was a luck if you have somebody who can't become pregnant. She's like Tana, or the husband is not ready to have children. So it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's the Ashriya Lashon of Chabad. Gezeres Hachami, I feel Isha Shein Arayu Leilid. I feel this Gash Anisah Simna Arisin. Even if she only had Arisin, the olden days used to have Kedushin. And then after a while, they used to get married. Nowadays, they do it all at one time. We do it under the Chuppah, we do Kedushin soon at one time. The olden days, if they had a Kedushin, and then they got divorced in between. Even though for sure he didn't have any children from the first one. Still, boy plug, you have to wait 90 days. If you look, Tana, Iskena, Akara, Choyla, Chavish, Besasurin, Mapelas, there's a loy plug, and we say no matter what, you have to wait 90 days. There's even a Chuvah Sarash, which says a case that somebody got pregnant from Ruvain, and they both agreed it's from Ruvain. Then she went and she got engaged, married to Shimon. And then Shimon went and divorced her. And now she wants to get married to Ruvain. So we know who the father is. We know it's from Reuven. Still, the Jewish Rosh says you have to wait after the Gershon Shem, you have to wait 90 days. He said there's a light plug, and not everyone knows, and therefore there's a light plug, and we're not going to be make it. So Poskim brings down that let's say if you don't let them get married, and they're going to do Be'isser, and then either you get married by Heter, and she'll go to the Mikvah, or they can do Be'isser, and Be'isser Nidus. The question is, can we make it for them? Maybe it's better. So there's a person who says, no. we can't be makeup for them because this is a tale for Klai Yisrael in general. Klai Yisrael should wait 9 days in between, and maybe even for her it's less of it, so we're getting married now, but we're not going to be mad to such a thing because it tells in general for her. In general, tells her Klai Yisrael. Let's say a lady's mizana. So it's a discussion of the Gemara, if she's mizana, do we have to worry? She was married, she was engaged. She had kedushin, so they were made like plug out of the sword. The question is, if a lady was mizana, so there's a discussion in the Gemara, do we say when somebody's mizana, should make sure she's not getting pregnant? No one wants to have a baby when they're being mizana. So do we say that we make sure that she doesn't want to get pregnant, and therefore there is no... It says that a lady makes sure she's not going to become pregnant when she's mizana. Nusimafutan, this is a psak of the Svayla. Chava says in Simon Yud Gimel Sevav, Hamazana ain't Sark Lahamtin, why Mishem Ha Pechas Atzma, Bashash Tashmish, Kedei Shleith the Saber, Chenanusa, somebody who gets raped, Mufuto, ain't Sark Lahamtin, Fudina Shvuya, somebody gets kidnapped. So all those don't have to wait because being that season was happening, therefore we never were good in such a situation like that. The Ramos, Chaylik, Ramos says, Yeshem Acholi with Sark Lahamtin, Himikdus, really Saber. Ramos says it's possible for her to get pregnant, then we're machmer, because we're chayshish, maybe she wasn't mesapich, and we're goyzer, leplug, and therefore you have to wait. So the Ritva in the Sugya Daf Lamed Hey says that the Gemara says that a lady can't come pregnant from the first bia. Any she mesapers and bia rishayna. Zuck the Ritva, the whole shayla of mesapeches, whether there is or isn't, is only talking about already that she already had a bia already. And this is the Bia Shnia, she's a Nusim Futa Mazana. Then we have to have a Shaila. Do you say that she's a Sapakas or not? But we're talking about the Bia Rishayna, so over there is no Chashash that she came pregnant. So therefore, you would not have to wait 3 months. This is true from the Beis Yitzhak, which he's, I think it's Siman Aleph, he's Mitzarf. Also, there's a case where there's a chash after we will not let her get married, she'll go off the derech, and it was Bir Rishayna. So he says it's far also, Einish Mizbeis Bir Rishayna. And if he wants to be Mekel and say that maybe that you're able to be Mekel, that's not going to be a problem. So even the Ramo is Machmer, who says that a Nusim Afutah is going to be pregnant for 3 months, that's only if they're ready to choose his Bir Shnia, which is Bir Rishayna, then there's not going to be any chash. So Ramo brings down who had been the lady who was raped. Isha Sinatzatakas Baila. Emloy nivla the baila tchila tzrich lahamtin. If she didn't have tashrus or baila with her husband, then she's gonna have to wait. Also, same thing. Whose kid is it? Is the husband's kid, or is it the person who raped her? If she had tashrus with her husband, so we say klal rabbi is harbal, and we say that we're telling the husband, and we're not worried that it's from. And also, it's not gonna help. It's not gonna help. We're like waiting anyhow. She tashrus with her husband. It's not gonna help anyhow. Therefore, it doesn't help to wait. But if she didn't have tashrus for a couple months, and then she was nenas, then the luck is the Ramah passes that you're going to have to wait. This is only going in the shita of the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, which holds that Anusa, Mefuta, Mezana, all those, you never have to wait anyhow, because there is no, she should make sure she doesn't get pregnant, so then over here you not have to wait. Mar has a Machlikis. When do you have to count the 90 days? When does it start from? Do you go from the ksivas I get, from once you started writing the get? Or do you go from the nesinas I get? And this is relevant, that story, as I said before. The lady once came to Rabbi Nolot, okay, I want my get, I want to get married. They were like, okay, calm down. Over there, the get was written a long time ago, she just didn't want to take the get. So if you go from the ksiva, she can get married. If you go from the zman of nesina, then you would not be able to get married. So Mechalik, it's not Gemara, Mechalik, Shoshanim, how we paskin, and the mechaber paskins that you go from the day of the ksiva. Why? Because once you write the get, you're not together. Once you write the get, there's this yichud. So if you can't have any yichud, so obviously there wasn't any relations. Different mechaber paskins go from the day of the ksiva. The Rambam brings down yesh aimer from the Torah and the Rush. Moinim yoyim and sinus aget. You go from the sinus aget. V'chein relach. The psak of the Rama is that you should go from the Zman of the Sinus Aget, and it's Roy Lachmer. He didn't say it's Chiyav Machmer, it's the proper thing to be Machmer. This is a story which the Beis Yitzchak brings down, that there was a lady who a husband gave a get, but tonight she can't get married for 2 years. So, he wanted to bother her. So and she's a guna for 2 years. She's desperate to get married. Finally, it gets chal after 2 years, and she's waiting to get married. Now, the question is, you have to wait another 3 months or not? Because if you go from the zman of nitzis again, when the get is chal, the get was not chal till you do the tonight. Tonight was the get was chal after 2 years. After 2 years, then the get's going to be chal. So the Beis Yitzchak wants to say that might a roi bishem before you go from the zman exiva. Therefore, you don't know what the shesat chak, and it's very difficult for her able to be makele to go from the zman of the ksiva and able to let her get married. But it's a place that brings down a maisa that somebody didn't know that a wife was divorced recently and didn't know it was with the zman, and they got married already. Now the question is, if you get married, do they have to get divorced now? We can see what's halacha if you're over on the halacha. So the Beis Yitzchak over there wants to be makele. It's a place that brings down to be makele. It being that it was 3 months from the ksiva, even though it wasn't 3 months from the sina, but it's a shasachak and the person was shaking, therefore we're not going to be mechayev the person to get divorced, and we're going to let them stay married. It's interesting machlokes between Pnei Yeshua and the Ksav Sefer. If you give a get mo'ocher, you give a get and you write the date 6 months from now. So the question is, get mo'ocher alav shenem olos kasher? It's not out till then. Do you say you have to wait from the Zman of the Gem Ocher, or you say it's from right away? Pnei Yeshua's Michael says, no, it's you don't have to wait, it's Lashkiach, and therefore you're able to get married. You're able to get married as soon as it's Chal. Ksav Sefer argues, he says, everyone agrees over here, the Get's not out till later. And therefore, he wants to say that you'd have to wait 3 months from the Zman of the Sina. So kids, are we passing 3 months from the Sina, if it'll be a Shasav Chak or situation, then there'll be a mock into a makel. Now, Tosis and Gittin, that Tzaddik, has a case. Maisa, both named Renatam. She also had a get like a call puzzle. There was on a get, there was a rumor that it was puzzle. And therefore, there was a good get. They gave a get sheni b'nei alas. And the question was, now that you gave a second get, because alas, because a rumor that's not a good bezdin, that wasn't a good get, do you have to wait the 90 days now from the first get, or you have to wait for the second get? So Tesis like it's Sricha Rabbeinu Tam Lantim with Chadashim Zman Gelsheni. It wasn't Chayav to wait 3 months. Why? Since the first one was Kasher, the second cat was just for Laz. Therefore he wanted to be Mekel. The Ri over there is Chaylik. He says he wants to be Marfil Gemara Daf Tzadik and Gittin. The Ri over there is Chaylik. And in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down as a Machlekes Isha Shenis Karsha Yetsa Psula Get. There's a psula get, and mechayev not the get. Yeishem tzarech lahamdin gim chadashim meget sheni, since you have to wait for the second get. Yeishem tzarech lahamdin nimlis and meget rishon. The Marpas says that some people say you don't have to wait. What the Marpas gives me machmir, yeish lachish l'svar rishayna. The Marpas wants to be machmir, says be chushish for l'svar rishayna, and therefore you have to wait 3 months from the zman of the get sheni. Now the nice again, the Chas Chayyim Rabbi Shimon point out this whole machlekes is only if it was a kosher get, bezin and there's a laz you give another get. Everyone agrees if it was a pasul a get, and you have to rewrite it and redo it. And of course you go from this man to the second one. The whole discussion is where the get was a kosher get, bezin just matzuch another one. So then we're going to be chayiv to you to wait from. That's the side we're chayiv for the first get, the second get, and. The Rama says you should be chayshes for Rishon. You should go from 3 months from the zman of the second get. The Beis Yitzchak also there has a tshuva in a case where it's shasach chak and we're afraid the person to go off the derech and shasach gadol and we make it like the shidus of Tam. And if it's only as last you'd be able to make it from the zman of the first get and not the second get. So they bring out that from a kol interesting shayla that. Somebody came there to soil and they had a get and they weren't sure. They didn't want to be viral with the first get was good or not good. To go to England, this get from England, Chutzlar, it's only these communication was difficult. Try figuring out if it was a good get, not a good get. They said, okay, they just give another get. Do you have to go now wait 90 days or not? So if Cook wanted to say that maybe it's different than our sugar. I think it was, we had a get. There was a laz and maybe it's not a good get. There's a rumor it's not a good get. If we give another get, if it looks like that it's a new get and Bezin is not strictly the get, therefore if I'm going to make it with something I marry within 90 days, so therefore other people are also going to do it. But if there's no laz on the get and they're just giving the get again without knowing any information, so I want to say maybe very possibly I want to say that the whole sugya doesn't apply and you don't have to wait the 90 days. Let's say somebody gets married within 9 days, of halacha. So the Gemara says that we put him in cherim. The Gemara says if he runs away, so then if he had kedushin, we're talking kedushin on his son. He has kedushin on his son. If he runs away, so then it's clear he wasn't planning getting married. So then maybe we're not going to put him in cherim. But if he gets married, we paskin that yesh imim tzarchi garish. If he gets married, he has to get divorced. If he's Yisrael, so after 3 months we have to get married. And as we give a knas, you would not like get married, we make you get divorced. If he's a Kayin, then he's gonna have a problem. Now we get divorced, and now we have to get remarried to her. So the Ramah passes the first sheet of Dafka Shabra Mazi. Because every Mazi knew the halacha got married, so we make him get divorced. But if you get married, if you get engaged with Shaygig, then you don't have to get divorced. You just marry for some 3 months, and then they continue the marriage. Yes, machmirim. The Tumas Hadassah machmir even b'shegig. If you got engaged, if you had kedushin, even b'shegig, we're going to make you get divorced. What's the Pesach Ramah? The Ramah says that if it's a koyein, which if you get divorced, you're not going to get remarried, you can simchah mekilim, you're not going to get divorced. B'shegig Yisrael, you can't be mekel, and the luck is that you'd have to get divorced, and then you have to get remarried after the 3 months. Fine, so let's move on to Gershon Sky. This is where it comes out the most relevant. You have a couple married for a lot of years. Both decide they want to become Jewish, and they do Geiris. So Gemara says you have to wait in between the Geiris till they get married. Why? Gemara says we want to know between the child Lafkam and Zarish and Israel Pekadusha, and Zarish and Israel Pekadusha. So if a young couple comes in, they have to have children, they have to wait 90 days from the time they do Geiris until they're able to get married. And in that time, there's a big question, what's their status? Are they married now? So the halacha is that if you're not married to somebody, is this a yichud? You're not living in the same room with them. Rav Moshe Shtubach has it sad in Chelek Gimel. He says that let's say they come again with 2 children. So there's no problem. All the children, there's no problem of Yichud. He has it sad to say that maybe you can't even be, maybe regular Din Yichud doesn't work over here. It's more common regular Din Yichud. This is something which is, Yichud is your own Esser. As the Chazal said, you from Yichud, because maybe you come to be Oiva Esser. Right? This is something for the Yichud of Klai Yisrael. When you need someone with Yichud of Klai Yisrael, that's something which is very, very important, and maybe regular Din Yichud won't help. And Shomer maybe won't help. But then the Chuvah writes, okay, Chelek Gimel, he said maybe he's Mekel only during the day, not at night, but he's not clear 100% in the actual Gedar. Rav Moshe Shtubach seems to say, we have regular Din Yichud, and if you have a Shomer or a Pesach Pesuach, it's not the Begaspa. Okay, if you have regular Din Yichud, it would work. So the Dogam of, let's go through some Haterim from by Geir. The Dogam of Rava discusses, let's say you have a couple, which they can't have children anymore. She's old. They're not having children. Do you have to wait then or not? Which I got to say recently. There was an older couple, and they did Geiris, they wanted to get married. It's like the Dogam of Rava, that over there is no light plug. Because light plug is by Yisrael, we made a light plug, being all the cases. The Geiris is really a different dinner. It's a dinner of Lachem, Zarish, Rishon, Zarish, Hosheini. And over there is no like plug, is something which doesn't happen by Yisrael, not shaykh by Yisrael. Therefore, he says if you have a zakena, it means zakena ain't zakha frasha. If she's old, you don't have to be mafresh, and it's going to, you don't have to wait 3 months. Let's say the megara when she's pregnant. So the question is over there also, there is no over there, we know who the child's from. And this is a tshuva from Masham. Ramoish also in Aleph Kufnun Ches. Ramoish says, just like by Zakena, Dong Rav says you don't have to wait, and there's no other plug, so too by Gemma Barris is even better than Zakena. We know who the child's from, therefore Ramoish would say, if she gives Ramoish and Masham would say, if she does Geiris when she's pregnant, so then the halacha is that they're able to get married right away. Ramoish is still working in Chelek Gimel. Shin Gimel is not so happy about it, but I think the minhag is like Ramoish and Masham. And they're both Mekel. Ramoisa in Tshuva is Mekel. Let's say they come a Ger. This is probably the biggest heter, and she's a Nida. So, and neither we know that she's probably not pregnant. Now, the olden days, the Metzias was, the Gemara says, for 3 months, they used to see when they were pregnant, see the first 3 months. And that's what we're just for Vestas in the first 3 months. But Mishas was not understand that no one becomes, gets a period when she is pregnant. Therefore, we know 100% that she's not pregnant. Therefore, Moshe wants to say, if we know she's a Nida, then the Lachia is, she doesn't have to wait the 90 days. Which that's a tremendous Eitzah, that the simple Eitzah for a Gera Geras, where coming from, that she's a Megayer when she's a Nida, then we know that she's not pregnant, and then we would be able to, they would have to do a Havchana, and they would have to get married right away, and that's really the, that's really the Beit Sasset. She was not so happy about it. He wants to think it's a light plug, but Moshe, and Aleph Kav Nechas, Aleph Kav Nechas is Mikkel, and that's a very, very big Eitza. The Sheva Levi in Ches Reish Ayin brings down a Shaila that the certain Rav is Mikkel placed on a blood test. They check that she's not pregnant, and they got married, and the Shaila was asking, do we have to give the Knas if they get divorced? And Shalevi says that he's not so excited that we're making one on a blood test, but if you already did it, you'll be able to stay married and it's not a problem. Over there also, he brings out a different child that a certain rub is making 3 months before the gerus. They were separated before the gerus. He wants to say once again 3 months is a toyus, and divided 3 months have to be after you're a ger, and whoever is making like that, it's something weaker. Like your halachas refreshes in Kleisel, and about the halachas, you're not be able to be makel in such a situation. One last case where it's negay is a yav by yibum. So you have to wait 3 months before you do yibum, because you have to wait three months because you have to know the child from the first husband, from the second husband, from the yavam, and who in chalitza we see have to wait 3 months. And the question is, bisman zed bishmol and kufsan adalas of katanei as a suffix. But the Bizmana Zed, we say things change. I think that nowadays we don't do Yibum. We only do Chalitza Bizmana Zed, Minag Ashkenaz. So maybe you can do Chalitza within 3 months. He's specific about it. The Pesach Shur brings up the Shur Yaakov that it was like Zera. Once Chalitza goes after 3 months, you know, the reason wouldn't apply then. He stood up to wait three months and there'd be a low plug. And the Takan and Zera would not change. But the Soy of this whole halach is that we want to know Hatsiyichus, Havchanu, who it's from. And this is really a whole separate share, but a whole separate topic, that Rabbi Yashiv was against surrogate mothers. He held that it's not clear who the Yichus is. Is it the first? Who the mother is? And that's the reason why he was against it. So quick Hazara. The halacha is you have to wait 90 days. We have to wait 90 days. Because it's a pasuk, shaz is a smachta, or it's a deraisa, or we shouldn't say it's darabanan. Even as darabanan, we said Tosfos Megillah is an early darabanan. In a regular case, he saw this light plug. Even she's like Tana Zaken is not ready to give birth. If somebody's mezana or anusa, mechab is mekel, and they're mazmachmer, we said shasat chak and we give it to be mekel. Do you count the 90 days from the yomiksiva yomasina? The mechab is machmer mekel, sorry, the mazmachmer. This man is Sina. There also we said that this case of Gerot Tanai, and Shasat Chak, we were Mikol. A get which you gave again because of Laz, that also the two days that Rama was Machmer, there also Shasat Chak, we were willing to be Mikol. Yavam and Yavam, you have to wait also 90 days. Over there we said this man is that there's a discussion whether it changes. Maisa, we don't change. If you wait after you have, unfortunately, if Lazim dies, you have to wait 90 days before you do Chalitza. Gerish in the sky is the case which is the most relevant over there. You have to wait 90 days. We said a heter if she's pregnant from Moshe Feinstein, a heter if she's old from Dagum Uvarva, or Moshe's Mekel if she's a Nida, and that's really going to be the best Eitza. In a case where they have to separate, how far they have to separate, Moshe Shtumrak wants to say, not clear whether Kuitz Mokhav the regular Dini Yichud or Moshe Feinstein is noted to say that it's regular Dini Yichud, and Shemrim would help.